This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Okay, I know it's been a while. I don't want anybody coming in here and scolding me. I know. Don't worry. Okay? I know. But I'm glad we got that over with and we can move on with today's podcast. I guess I just like, I wasn't going to acknowledge this, but I will talk about it. I did too much. You know, I was recording the podcast and I do love doing this, but it was becoming a lot. And then I was like, ooh, maybe I can spark my interest a little bit more. And then that's when I started the Instagram page called Happy Clips. And then I started the YouTube page for the Happy Times podcast clips. And then it was just like I was filming the podcast and then I wasn't talking the way I wanted to because it was on camera and I just never talk the same way on camera or as I want to. I find I'm like too rushed and I'm too focused on not necessarily like how I'm looking, but my mannerisms and everything like that. How's the shot? How is it framed properly? And I was just doing far too much. And I apologize for like making people like go around and having you wait for a new podcast when really what this is meant to be is something just to listen to, whether you're in the car, whether you're running, whether you're going to bed, whether you're waking up in the morning, anything it is, this was just something that, you know, was supposed to help you. And so we're back on the Friday. Welcome back. I would like to, I don't have a live studio audience, so I'm going to applaud for myself, but thank you for staying around and sticking around and everything, and I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. So today we're going to be talking about a few things, because I kind of just want to like do like a little update with myself and a little update on what I've been doing and what's been going on in the world, and I'm going to start it off with probably the most important thing in my life right now that I love very much, and I know you're probably thinking I'm going to say girlfriend or my mother, and I'm not thinking that at all. I'm thinking about my espresso machine. I recently purchased a espresso machine and I vlogged about it and it is so nice. I got the Breville Barista Express. Now, if you listen to the podcast, then that's exclusive information because I haven't told anybody yet because I was saving it for the vlog of when I unboxed it. But I got that machine. I actually got it with points, which is amazing. Now, if there's a lot of you out there with credit cards, I have the Toronto Dominion, which is TD Bank, like first class card or whatever it is. I don't know if that's too much information to give you, but basically I have that card and that card collects points and you get like cash back cards. And I just, for me, that's not really beneficial. I'd rather points because then I can use it towards travel or items and such. And so I've been eyeing a Breville for quite some time, which is just like this mid-grade espresso machine. It's not too crazy. It's not, you know, too nice. It's not too cheap. It's just mid-grade. And I think it's like a great entry-level thing for people who want to get more into like espresso. And I'm not a huge coffee drinker. You guys know this. But I really like the process of making coffee. I like waking up and having to do something in order to start my day. And it's not necessarily that I need that caffeine kick, because I really, really don't. I just need a glass of water and I'm good to go. But it's just having that start to my day that is so important for every single day. It's kind of like once you hit that point, there's like no return, right? That point of no return. Like, okay, I'm up. Bitch, I'm up. Sorry, I've been watching way too much TikTok. But once you hit that point, then you're up and you started your day. And for me, it's just like it's making a coffee. And not even that I drink it that much. But before I had an espresso machine. And espresso is like it was great. It's amazing. It's definitely for beginners. It's people who just want instant coffee. Not instant coffee, but good coffee. And almost instantly. And they barely have to wait for the machine to heat up. It takes like 30 seconds. And then a pour of the shot, it takes like another 30 seconds. And you're done. In a minute, you're done. And you have your coffee. And it's good tasting. It's great. And for me, it was just, I don't know. It was too quick. It was too quick of a start to my day. It was more for people who really want coffee. This sounds so silly because I'm not even somebody who really needs it. And there's people out there who like need their coffee to start their day. And that's why they need these machines. But for me, it's like, no. It was cool. So I figured I got it. But that's the thing though. That's what I really, really want to point out. I got this for myself for my birthday and I never get myself birthday gifts. Actually, I always do, but I do it all year long. But this year I didn't buy it. Like I didn't use actual dollars, no Canadian dollars. I used my TD points, which I've been saving for like, this sounds like an ad. It's really not, but I've been saving these points for, like 4 or 5 years. I actually got my brother's Nintendo Switch on there with points before. I forget how many points that was. That was quite a bit. And then so I got this espresso machine for 100,000 points. And so I saved a buttload of money on that because the actual espresso machine is $700. I didn't spend any money. No money. Zero. I just spent points. Obviously, you have to spend money to get those points, but you know, I worked my way up, and after years and years and years of using this, then I was able to get points. And the reason why I didn't get the upgraded version of the Breville Barista Express, there's a pro version, because that was 160,000 points more, which is insane. So that would make that like over $1,000 for a espresso machine. I think that's what it is. I think it's a $900 espresso machine. And for me, it was just like, that's not worth it. And I don't know. When I grew up, I never really got like the top line of something. Like when I asked for an iPhone, I got an iPod. And I mean, that started my career, but I never got that top of the line thing. And then when I started making money on YouTube, I figured, oh, you know what? I'm going to spoil myself. And every time I went into Apple, I would be like, yep, give me the best phone you have. Like, I don't care about anything. Just give me the best phone you have. And I would like be walking into like a restaurant and be like, give me the best thing on the menu. And I would just like constantly just say the best thing. And you know, it wasn't even whether or not I liked it or not. It was just, I wanted it because I had the money to. And so lately, you know, I've been, you know, not making as much money as my prime days. And I have more expenses like my dog, my car, my apartment and all that kind of stuff in the merch store and everything like that. And it's just more of a business now. And I've recently realized that you don't always need the best thing. Like I was watching tons of reviews and I wouldn't even watch reviews on something, but between the Pro and the Express, there is apps that every single person said there's absolutely no reason to upgrade. It's not worth the $200 more. And before, earlier Joey would not even listen to that for 2 seconds. Earlier Joey would just be like, whatever, it's upgraded version. I got points, buy it. Well, I don't care. But at the end of it all, I was like, well, why? If there's so many like negative comments on this, it's not that it's bad, but if it's not that good, then why am I spending that many more points when I can save those and spend on something else? And once you get to that point in your life where you're thinking more as an adult, it's quite nice. You know, you're taking a lot of the stress off your future self and putting it elsewhere. You're just not putting that stress in your life. And so that's been like one of my recent purchases and also like recent life lesson. So that's why I wanted to share that with you guys. And the next thing I'm going to be talking about is, you know, what I've been doing during quarantine. Oh, I can tell you, it's a lot. I've been working a lot. I know you were probably thinking like, oh, he's just going to say like he's been watching Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, stuff like that. And no, not really. Like I've been barely watching Netflix. I'll play COD for like maybe like an hour or two, but I'm playing like COD Warzone. So it the battles take that long anyways. They take like half an hour. So I'm really like not really, you know, playing for that long. It's just really one game, and I'm constantly working. Like we started up the My OK Place, which I haven't announced here on the podcast, but basically it's an Instagram page and a Facebook page and a group where the Instagram page is promoting like positive messages and inspirational quotes, backgrounds, stuff like that, and things that are shareable content that you could share with, you know, your viewers and your followers and everything like that. And it's much appreciated if you go follow. And then the other page, the group, is called My OK Place, and you have to apply to be in the group and or whatever it's called. You have to get approved, basically. I have to approve you, so I have to look through your profile and stuff to make sure you're not some creepo. And I look at you, and I memorize your address, your name, and I ask for your social insurance number. I'm kidding. All I do is really just make sure that you're like a human being with a profile picture. You're not crazy, and then I let you in the group. And you're able to post, and I basically have to then approve all the posts, but I'm just the monitoring the group because the group is now yours, and we're over 500 members in the group right now. It's completely free, by the way. There's no expense to this, and the reason why I started this was because I just felt like mental health was focused too much on my face, was focused too much on how Joey was feeling, and mental health is a lot bigger than me. It's a lot bigger than all of us. And actually, it is all of us. And so that's why I created My OK Place. It's a place where a lot of you can come, and it's a safe place to feel just okay. You know, we're always, the classic saying, it's okay to be okay. It's okay to just feel whatever it is. But I, you know, it's also okay to be happy. But I wanted to create this like okay place, especially in the world right now. Like things are really, really happening, but it's just like, sometimes it's okay to feel just okay. And that's why I created My OK Place. How many times I got to say it. So if you want to go follow it or like it or whatever, if you go to the Instagram page, all the information is there. And that's probably the quickest thing. It's at My OK Place. And I've been working a lot on that. And the other things that I've been doing is vlogging a lot. I recently started up my vlog channel, More Joey. If you just Google or YouTube More Joey, it pops up. And I've been vlogging every second day. I post a new vlog. And it's been going really, really well. I mean, the views aren't like insane, but it's not even about that for me. It's more about how I'm feeling while doing it. And the issue with me and my main channel was that I was overflowing it with content that I didn't necessarily want to create. And so what I mean by that is like I was making this content that I was just like simply pushing out. And it was more about it wasn't even what I was feeling. It was just, I need to talk about this. And it was more a little bit like that immediacy, and it was just not who I am. It's not everything. And so then I was like, I really just want to vlog my day. And I know it's not the most exciting day, but I think we need a little bit of normalcy right now. I think we need some of that boring lifestyle. And so I've been vlogging every almost every single day, but I post every second day. And so I've done like The Girl I've Never Told You About, What I've Been Hiding From You. I made TikTok Whip Coffee. I talk about Frankie and update on how he's doing, because that's been a whole thing. I had to take him to the animal hospital like 4 times, and I spent like over, I think, near $1,000 to get him fixed because he stepped on glass in the woods. So if you're listening to this and you've ever had a bush party or anything, pick up your fucking glass. Don't let my dog cut it, or I'm going to cut you. I swear to God, I'm so mad. And I was so frustrated. But I update that in the vlog. And then I also introduce you guys to Angelica, which is my girlfriend, and I've never really done that before. So yeah, I let her cut my hair, which was huge, and we cook pasta. You guys have been asking for a lot of cooking shows. And so vlogging has been something that I've really, really just enjoyed doing, because it's kind of like this escape from this, not reality, but the world right now. Because yes, this is reality, but this isn't our norm. I want people to understand that there was life before this pandemic, and that's what I want to bring back. You know, I obviously there's a lot of information out there that, you know, warns you about COVID, and I'm not the person who's going to be doing that. I'll be straight with you. I don't care to get all the facts right. I'm here to listen just like you. And so I'm not here to provide any information about that. I'm just here to live my life. And that's what I've been doing. And so I've been posting vlogs, and it's been really, really fun because it just allows me to be that boring part of your day that reminds you that this life is still normal, that there's still some okay parts to your day. And so that's, I don't know, I've been really, really enjoying it. And another thing I've been doing is running a lot. And I recently participated in a race, and it was like this virtual race, and it's a team solo race, if that makes sense. So basically you run alone, but you have a team. And then, so there's a 10K, a 5K, and a 1 mile. And the fastest times obviously win. My team, spoiler alert, we did not win, but it was a lot of fun because we donated to the Ottawa Food Bank, and we raised, I think, like $2,600, which was wild. I think that's amazing. And, you know, it gets people out. It gets people active because a lot of people aren't moving right now because they've kind of fallen into this like slump. And that's, I'll talk about how I'm getting out of my slump in a little bit, but that's just been like what I've been doing. And I think that's a really interesting thing, is to get your friends together, and you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to run alone, but you have to run alone. You understand what I'm saying? You run solo, but you don't have to do it alone. And so the other thing that I've been doing, one more thing, not to bore you. Actually, I'm here to bore you. The one other thing that I've been doing is cooking a lot. And I've always cooked. I've always cooked a ton of stuff. I've always cooked my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, all my snacks, everything like that. I rarely eat out. And when I did, I was always finding myself like underwhelmed. I was never happy with what I got. And every time I got a dish, I was like, ugh, I feel like I can make this, and I just paid $30 for it. It just didn't make sense to me. And so I've been cooking a lot. I made, my favorite show on Netflix is called The Chef Show. And it's my favorite because, oh my God, I just love watching people cook. And it's not about like what ingredients they're putting into it. I just want to hear them like talk and cook and have a good time. And that's what they do. And Jon Favreau's in it. And it's just such a good show. And they make this pasta. I forget what the actual name is. They call it Scarlett's pasta. It's basically like olive oil and garlic pasta and stuff like that. And I made that on a video, and it was turned out to be so well. I've never really cooked that before, and it turned out really well. So I'm pretty happy about that. Now, like I said, the thing that I've also been vlogging is my life with my girlfriend. And recently I read a comment that caught me very pissed off. I was just super mad. I was super disappointed, and I felt sick to my stomach. And the comment was that that basically they didn't think I was treating my girlfriend right. They didn't like how I was talking to her, and I really want to address that. And I know I'm supposed to be stay quiet because not everybody's just going to be this happy-go-lucky person when watching a video. There's going to be a lot of haters. There's going to be a lot of this. But saying how I treat somebody off a video is, you know, that's where I draw the line, because there's a lot more to it than what you see. And the number one thing that I want you guys to know, if you're watching the vlogs out there, if you're about to go watch them, just know that I'm never going to show you the relationship part, the cutesy stuff, the love aspect of my relationship. On video, they are my best friend. Angelica's my best friend. You know, I'm not here to be couple or relationship goals for you. The way I talk on camera, I go straight to humor. I'm here to entertain. I'm here to make you happy. And the way I talk with Angelica is a lot of humor. We actually make a lot of jokes. I'm constantly joking with her, and she's constantly laughing. And I think that's awesome if I can be that light in her day, because she's the light in mine, and we're just lights in different ways. And just because I'm not conveying my love constantly like a Jess and Gabriel vlog, making people cringe a little bit, that doesn't mean that I'm mistreating somebody. Just because I'm making jokes, I don't include hugs or kisses or my big thank yous or all that stuff in the shots, because that's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to promote my relationship to you. I'm here to film my everyday life, and my everyday life isn't always, you know, happy-go-lucky, lovey-dovey shit, okay? And I just want you to know, and I even texted her, I texted Angelica, and I was like, I want you to be honest with me right now. do I mistreat you? And she says, no, not at all. You treat me like a princess. And there was nothing in my text that says, if you don't say it this way, then blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. The comment just really bugged me. They were like, I can't watch this anymore because of how he's talking to her. And I'm like, you know, I don't want you watching. If the only reason you're here is to judge my relationship, that I don't want you watching. I love my girlfriend very, very much. And your comment and what you think of it is not going to change that. And I want you to know that. So, yeah. Sorry, I got a little hot-headed there. Now, the last thing I want to talk about to make this podcast, like, we've talked about a lot of things, but I'm a fast talker. We all know that. Is my new goal. So today is May 1st. Is it May 1st? I think it's May 1st. It's May 1st. And one of the things that I've wanted to do, and I was talking about it with Angelica, actually, we have been working out a lot. Not a lot, but enough to notice that, you know, we're doing something right. And I was like, do you have a goal in mind? And she mentioned, she's like, you know, I don't want to like be skinny, but you know, I want to like maybe change some stuff. And I was like, one of the healthy things to do is kind of like have something to look up to, right? Is to have a goal. And this is a very fine line. So make sure that when you do it, you have the right head on your shoulders, but it's to, my advice is to find somebody who is on social media that you like the look of, that you're like, oh, I really like the way their body looks. And it's not about like, oh, you have to starve yourself to get there. That's not what I'm saying. Understand that you have a different body than everybody else, but pick somebody and be like, I would really like to look like, I would not mind looking like that. That person's pretty fucking hot. That'd be pretty sick to look like. And so we found some people that we like the look of. And so I'm not going to say her goal because that's personal, but one of my goals is I weigh around 145 to 47 pounds right now. And I've always been a super skinny dude. Not super skinny, but like I'm literally just muscle and bones. And what I want to do is I want to get up to 155. I'm not going to tell you who I want to look like, but because then you're going to compare me, but I just want to gain more muscle and I want to gain more, a little bit more weight and a little bit more mass on myself. And having that goal is very important because it keeps us going. There's nothing to keep you going if you are simply just like working out and that's it. Like you're just going to work out and you're going to just stay the same because you have no goal in mind. You have to have something to work towards or you're never going to succeed. You're never going to get to that next step and that next level. And so what I've been doing is that every single day for the month of May, I'm going to work out. I'm not going to like lift weights every single day. I am going to take a day that's just going to be running and that's going to be my little break because I run all the time. So it's not like this huge strain on me. But if you are looking to either gain weight, lose weight, gain muscle, whatever it is, you should try to find, have a good head on your shoulders. Have a good head on your shoulders. But find that special, you know, find that special part in you to understand that this is your body. And if you want to look like, this is so hard to say. But if you want to have an inspiration of, you know, where you want to be, in a week, in a month. You're not going to see results in a week or a month. But in 3 months, you know, what do you want to look like? Where do you want to be? Do you want to hit that first level? Do you want to be stay the same? You know, you have to figure that out. So if you're trying to gain some weight or gain some muscle or whatever you're trying to do, I don't know, maybe find somebody, look at somebody and be like, I wouldn't mind, you know, looking like that. And then find out a routine and be like, okay. Or if they share the routine, that's awesome. And that's great. But like, you should, you know, create a goal for yourself. I'm kind of losing it here, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. We're at 22 minutes. I've talked straight. So I want to thank you guys very much for listening to today's podcast. I'm happy to be back. It's nice to be talking again. And if you guys want me to talk about anything ever, all you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Joey Kidney and just be like, hey, can you make a podcast on this? And we'll do it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about anything. If you have any ideas for this, please feel free to shout out. Because I'm always open to new ideas. I'm always open to callers and stuff like that. And yeah, so stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.